It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Last night's presidential debate was Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's last chance to reach out to any remaining undecided voters. The debate began cordially enough, and though there were some personal attacks, there was also some substantive discussion of both candidates' policies. But was it enough to sway those voters still weighing their choice? We're joined now by former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman. She's a Republican who served two terms in Trenton. Governor, thanks for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Good to be with you, Richard.
So let's start with Trump. You've come out against him, and this is even before the recording surfaced of him saying that he gropes and kisses women without their consent. You even said that you'll vote for Hillary Clinton. Did Trump, you think, gain any ground with you last night?
Well, I think it was certainly his best debate. At least the beginning of it. He kept right on message. They were calm. They talked about issues. That was a good thing. But then it broke down after about 40 minutes, and he reverted to being the person who speaks over people, who makes snide remarks, aside remarks. What he did last night is he certainly solidified his base. He did nothing to drive his base away, which would be hard to do. But I do think that with his refusal to say that he would accept the outcome of the election, that he may have driven some of those who were on the fence, who just weren't quite sure and didn't want to vote for Hillary, but couldn't see voting for Trump, that they made the decision, I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah, she called it horrific. What did you make of that comment?
It was startling, and it's what's worried me for quite a while now. It's not so much what happens on Election Day, although that obviously concerns me, but it's what happens afterward if Trump loses. He has been in a sotto voce way, not outright, but he has been implying he's been outright saying the elections are rigged, but he's been implying that it's okay in so many different circumstances to take action, take it into your own hands, and not just through the ballot box, which is fine, that's what people should be doing, but out on the streets too. And we've seen that play out now. Both sides are seeing more of physical action happening, which is, it's just troubling, very troubling, and I worry about what's going to happen, what his supporters will do if he does not win and refuses to accept the outcome of the election.
Now, there's lots of concern in the Republican Party that candidates in the down-ballot races will be hurt. Did Trump's debate performance last night do anything to help the party maybe retain control of Congress, do you think?
I think what it did is it did give some of the Republicans an ability to distance themselves from him because of that statement on not accepting, not necessarily accepting the results of the election. But, I hope if people really decide I just can't vote for either, that they will at least go vote, because there are a whole lot of other offices and important ballot questions on these ballots, and you need to be heard. I mean, one of these two people is going to be president, so I would think you want to have at least the lesser of evils, unfortunately, is the way many people will look at it. The one you consider lesser of evils to have your vote. But if you can't do that, then at least vote down ballot. But I don't think Trump did anything to help those down ballot Republicans, save to give them a little more wiggle room to put some distance between themselves and his campaign.
And what about Clinton? Do you think, did she make any inroads with independents or moderate Republicans?
I'm not sure that she did. She didn't drive anybody away. She kept her calm. She pivoted well on some of the issues. When you start to do the fact-checking, she got him to the point where he lost his control that he had had. He'd had a lot of control. He was behaving well. He was speaking to issues in the beginning, but then he reverted to that, she's a nasty woman and liar and not true, and those kinds of things people don't like. And she did not respond to them, which was good, and she showed who she is as a It was a typical kind of debate for her. It showed who she was. And for those people that can get over their concern about whether she tells the truth and what the foundation really has or hasn't done as far as accepting foreign dollars and any quid pro quos, I don't think that changed. But people certainly saw a more president, let me put it this way, and I am biased because I just cannot see Donald Trump in the Oval Office, a more presidential persona from her than they saw from him.
So you still have, she still has your support then?
She does. I mean, I don't want to. It's not what I want to do. It's not the place I want to be. But when I cast my vote, it has to be with a clear conscience that I believe that this person could walk into the Oval Office and assume the powers of the presidency. They might not do all the things I like. They might be flawed, but we've had flawed presidents before. And frankly, if Republicans can hold the Senate and the House, and the Senate and the House then determine we're going to try to get some things done instead of just being obstructionist, So we could probably have a very good 4 years, because Hillary Clinton has shown she could work across the aisle. She's done that before. She did it as a senator.
And if Trump does lose the election, where do you see the Republican Party going now?
It's going to have to take a long, hard look at where it wants to be and who it wants to be, and whether it stays together as it is now or not is problematic. But, you know, Richard, I will say the Democrats had better take a long, hard look at themselves. They're about an election cycle behind the Republicans as far as being driven by their more extreme elements. There's no question that between Bernie Sanders and Bill de Blasio and Elizabeth Warren, the party is moving further to the left. And time and again, we've seen from polls, the American people, by and large, by a great margin, actually, are in the center. And neither party now is there. And that's why people feel left behind. They feel angry. They feel frustrated. Everything's turned so partisan that nothing gets done. And people are hurting. People are scared. They're hurting. They're angry. And they're taking it out.
Christine Todd Whitman, former governor of New Jersey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.